Welcome everybody, we are the Blue Whales. We are going to present a play called
Aisha and the Story Stealer.
Here and saw that.
That was the sign on Aisha's cycle as she drove up Main Street. She looked around and smiled.
I'm sure glad to be back in Tail Town. Imagine a town where everyone tells stories.
Aisha parked at the town square. Over town hall, she saw a notice.
Story slap today. Bring a story if you steal no one.
If you steal no one?
Hello, Aisha. Hello, Aisha.
Get a sad little girl's voice.
Well, it's my old friend Mira. Hey, I'm back in Tail Town, the city of stories. Do you have any good stories for me? I'll gladly trade something from my bags.
Mira sobbed and sniffed.
I don't have any stories. Hardly anyone in Tail Town does. We're all losing our stories.
Losing your stories? Whatever do you mean?
We start to tell a story and then it's gone. We can't remember it anymore. Come to the story shop this afternoon and see.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
marked at the square. It's time, said
Dr. Iris Spellbinder, Blue Whales Entertainment.
Pulling the cart was a man with top coat, top hat, and goatee surrounded by piles of food and boxes.
A crowd was gathering before him. Come, come, gather, gather around. You've heard of a storyteller? And you've heard of a storybook? Well, I'm here to show you something finer still. The brand new Spellbinder Storybook.
Oh, Aisha, he's selling stories.
Dr. Spellbinder held one of the wooden boxes, showing a pane of glass on one side.
He flipped a switch and the box came to life and tiny characters moved across the pane and tiny voices came out.
Oh no! It's 12 o'clock!
Someone in the crowd yelled,
"It's Cinderella!"
Dr. Spellbinder turned the knob again. And a different moving picture appeared.
And never again will you have to imagine the pictures. Who will be the first to buy a Spellbinder story ball?
I'll take one.
I'll take two.
I'll take three boxes.
I'll take two boxes.
Here you go.
I'll take two.
Here you go.
I'll take two also.
I'll take one.
Here you go.
I'll take the rest.
Sorry, but there's only one left.
Okay.
Before long, Dr. Spellbinder's cart was empty. The town square was crowded with children and grown-ups, all staring blankly at the little boxes.
I don't like the looks of this. I really don't like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Story Swap. As your mayor, it is my honor to tell the first story, The Pied Piper of Hamelin.
From her seat by an open window, Ayesha heard a soft whiz and a sucking noise.
Life in the town of Hamelin was pleasant.
The mayor turned pale.
Oh no! I've lost my story!
And he ran from the stage, a horrified murmur was in the room.
Oh my god, the mayor ran. This is the story. Oh my god.
Milton Marbles, the school teacher, tried next.
Ladies and gentlemen, my story is Jack and the Beanstalk.
Again, Ayesha heard the whiz and the sucking.
Once there was a poor widow who had an only son named...
He fled the stage in tears.
Next came Mira Shelley.
My story is the myth of Pegasus, my favorite story.
Ayesha heard the noises once more.
Once, long, long, long time ago, in Greece, there was a horse called Pegasus. And it was special because...
Stop the swap! We can't afford to lose any more stories! It's the end of storytelling in Tale Town!
As excited talk filled the room, Mayor Tenzin Randall gathered everyone out of the stage. Ayesha heard a cackle out the window.
She looked and saw a man with a top coat and a top hat hurry away from the building. He carried a laden revolver covered with switches, knobs, dials, and long hose attached to it.
It's Dr. Spellbinder. I'd better look into this.
Ayesha hastened from the hall. She followed Dr. Spellbinder from a distance as she left the hall and went straight into the hills.
At last, Dr. Spellbinder disappeared through the mouth of a cave. Ayesha followed him in and stopped in astonishment. The huge cave was filled with mechanisms and contraptions, all of them noisily pulling or pushing or pumping or pounding.
Yahoo!
Dr. Spellbinder stood at a workbench covered with story boxes and other strange devices. He set down the big box on his knee and patted it fondly.
Three more stories put in my story box, and all thanks to my brilliant invention, the Spellbinder's Story Sucker. Soon I'll steal all the stories in the world, and then everyone will need a story box, and I'll be rich. Rich! Rich!
Not if I can help it.
What are you doing here, Ayesha?
Putting an end to your evil plans, Dr. Spellbinder.
You'll never stop me! Look at that!
Then Dr. Spellbinder grabbed the story sucker and sprinted from the cave.
Down the hill sped Dr. Spellbinder while Ayesha puffed in pursuit. Without the story sucker, Ayesha was faster.
You won't catch me so easily!
Dr. Spellbinder lifted the lid of the story sucker and reached it.
See how you like this story, Ayesha?
He threw something behind him. There was a flash of light, and out of nowhere, a huge crowd of children appeared coming up in toward Ayesha. They were led by a man in a many-colored costume playing on a bike.
Well, I'll be.
Ayesha put back the starting man and ran through the crowd of mesmerized children.
It's a catchy tune, kid, but I wouldn't follow Pied Piper.
Thank you.
A few weeks later, when all of Dr. Spellbinder's story boxes had been opened, the stories returned to their tellers. The people of Tailtown held a big storytelling festival in Town Square. Mayor Tenzin announced,
"Welcome to the Story Swap again. Our special guest for today is Ayesha.
Hooray!
Well, thank you all so much. And now I'll tell you my story, Ayesha and the Story Stealer.
And that's a tale.
They love